Get Ion to speak in its language.
Okay, here we go. Alright, this is what some would call the language of the angels, which is appropriate. And the reason it is appropriate is because from non-physical's representation, it becomes all that is the human essence. The words, the triangulations of pinpoints, because that's what words are supposed to be. Now, if you were of Middle Eastern descent, that would make logical perfect sense to you. Okay? Or outside of summoning something, then you can pull the different angles of dimension of words, and you can literally have communications with layers of the angels. They have different degrees of understanding. Just as you have different colloquialisms that make sense and others do not, you know, when you're being cheeky or whatever, and it's like the joke isn't funny if it's not on the tip of everybody's experience. Which almost sounds kind of like a babbling, but then most of the keep going east until you hit west and see those type of different vernaculars pick up. Because what you don't understand is, if this all rolled up into one experience, this past, present, future as one, see, the angels have to have tiered levels of communication to keep up with which you it is that is you. Because you have dynamic. You have dynamic. You are not what you are. Wait, what? You are becoming. Well, coming, becoming. Oh, hell, there we go. To be or not to be. Now you're lost and undone again. But it's not where you are in your life, Bob. It's where you stop. Oh, wait a second. What? It's not where you are in life, Bob. It's where you stop.
That makes sense. And then you commit suicide.
Correct. And then you go into the place for the fullness of time. You call that the fullness of time.
Yeah, when you stop.
Yeah. But then, it's a trick, Bob. Don't do it. It's a trick. It's a trick. Because that end is not the end. That end is but the beginning. Uh-oh. It's the foreplay. Then you're done. You don't wait to get it done. It's done. And then it's done, that's then fait accompli. So, you're not there yet, okay? And so, therefore, the angels have to be able to figure out, and that's why they seem what you call supreme beings. They're not. The only thing that makes them supreme is they see you for your potential of to be, not has been. Connie, there's you one of degrees of separation. To be or has been, which is today. Oh, he's just a has-been. Don't worry about him. Oh, he's an up-and-comer. He's not arrived yet, but boy, once we get him straightened out, won't it be delicious? Won't it be wonderful if he figures it out? Okay, so then there you go, because that's the dynamic that brings this new layer, new flavor of licorice on the horizon. When people realize or come to the dynamic that they can have just really fun ideas. Can we give you a silly example that's very significant?
Okay.
JW likes stuff. Within and without his stuff, he finds new ways to make his stuff become more fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so much so, till they were trying to get the boxes out of the way and getting everything sort of tightened up and together, and most of the Christmas is spewing all over everything. Well, they bring up this case of colored lights. Well, he doesn't know where they come from because they don't do colored lights. Everything is the clear mini lights because they're all offensive. So he takes these cases of colored lights and starts taking his crystal and bowls, the cut bowls, turning them upside down and packing them full of these colored lights and plugging them in. It's like real light through the prisms of the glass.
Oh, my.
And it is just absolutely, he's like a kid in a candy shop.
Mm.
It's like the best, the best, the best, the best, because it changes the way that the light goes through the crystal,
mm-hmm.
and then those colored lights just make it like a carnival. He's just all amazed, and it was something that he already had, already in his
mm-hmm.
command.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere things were sitting, he already had plug-ins to do it. You know, he didn't have to call the electrician to run to put a plug-in for where this was that he wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, out of just frivolity and silliness, he is just onto something that just gonna, he's having great fun because he's like, we can do this for parties and doing buffet tables and, you know, because you're always trying to give height on a buffet because if you layer it to height, then it makes it look more. And then once you're turning upside down as a large base, well, then it becomes a stand, a cake plate, as it were. So much so that then underneath of that, which used to be you'd cover it with a tablecloth, now you would expose. And the plateaus then actually bring life to the things that, you know, you always want to bring life to the cheapest thing on the buffet because that's what you want everybody to notice and eat, not the $27.95 shrimp. You don't want them on that. You want them on the pate that's $2.99 a pound, you see. So, but it was just great, great, great fun. And he was like, this doesn't get any better than this. This is just fun because now you can sort of play and undo everything and you don't have to go reconquer anything. So then he's enjoying it, and then he's thinking, oh, gosh, you got to rip all this out so when the decorators come, they don't see it and steal the idea away. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just criminalized, thrown in a bowl. But yet it changes
mm-hmm.
even the way $1.99 or whatever it is, string of Christmas lights are. Now, there you go. It changes what they are. So the point is that this coming into your becoming place from the place of the angels, you have power over them. Mm-hmm. This is new. And we say you can do, be, or have anything and everything, but when you become the chief master sergeant of an angelic force, that's a little more than you were thinking of. But yet you do. You can summon the angels. And what's bound on earth is bound in heaven. What you bind and what you loose. What's loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. They must be a mess up there in heaven, mustn't they?
Mm-hmm. Now, you started talking about this in terms of their language. Are you saying that there's something about the language that humans can use to bind them?
They don't require it. But if you become in tune with your physicalness, mm-hmm. your power of your physicalness, then you can use the words of the angels, and they will understand. You can make yourself known. But see, you're known anyway, but when you start using their language to communicate, it's much easier than just pointing to your genitalia trying to ask where the bathroom is. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Is this something that Bob and I can do?
You absolutely can.
And how do we begin doing that?
The answer to the question is, yes, you certainly can. Yes, do you have, well, let's just ask you a few questions and this may prime the pump a bit. Remember the how the leather in the pump works? You have to leave some water by the pump to pour into it to prime the pump so more water can be pumped up out of the ground.
Yes, yes.
Remember how you have to have a wetness to make a suction,
yeah.
to make an inverted pressure system
mm-hmm.
that will summons the water out of the ground? But if you're thirsty and you're going to die of thirst before you can pump the pump and you drink the primer water, then you have nothing to prime the pump with, correct? This is sort of like that. You know, you remember way back then when we were talking about priming of the pump? Well, that's what that's about. So now you've got it to the point where you realize that there is this hand pump in the middle of the desert that if you can figure out how to prime the pump, you can pump water all day, every day, and always refill your priming bag So you have enough to prime it again and then drink what you want. Mm-hmm. But what happens is you want it all and you want it now. You drink all your priming water and then you want to pump some more, and then the pump's lost its suction. So therefore, you just cry and hope for more.
Yeah.
So yes, you can, and yes, you can. Now, do you have negotiations with an angelic force or being that you need these words to communicate?
Probably all the time.
Okay, therefore you certainly can. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, then you don't. You see, you could learn ancient Hebrew, but even if the Hebrews aren't speaking ancient Hebrew, what's the point? It's like with the same thing you said in your compounding class. Isn't Latin a dead language? But to get through pharmacology, you got to, because that's what they name all the crap, so nobody knows what the crap is that they're naming that's really aspirin. So you had to go to a dead language so that it was independent only to you and those in your craft. And they call us witch doctors. You got to keep your potion book to yourself, otherwise they know your incantations.
Right, but with the angels, is this something that I'm already doing and not remembering?
Oh, we're answering the question, no, but to be fair, we should say, are you communicating in the language of the angels?
Not that I'm aware of.
Then that's the right way to say it, but you're not. You certainly can.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have need to communicate with the angels?
I'd like to.
All right, why? Tell us why, and we'll tell you how.
To expand myself.
Well, that sucks. You're already so big you can't contain yourself now. I have all the water in the Pacific, but I want the water in the Atlantic, too. Well, okay. How do you use the water in the Pacific? Well, they make waves, and I go down and play beside it, 2 inches of it, all the way in a 50-yard radius. That's my playground for all of the Pacific. I don't even know what's on the other side of the hill that I live on. Never even been to the Lahaina corner to see how the waves are even concentrated there. And yet I already have all of the Pacific, but I want the Atlantic and the Indian, and I want all the oceans, which are kind of together, but I want all the oceans.
There's something wrong with wanting all that.
No, there certainly is not. But we ask the question, okay, what is it about the one you have that has teased you into the place that you want more? When you haven't activated all the chocolate that you already have, and you already want more chocolate to have power or control over.
But I don't have any communication with the angels that I know of.
Correct.
So I want to do it. It's not, I'm not saying I want to have communication with 1,000 angels because I already have communication with 100. I don't have a communication with any.
Very good. And you're saying you want to know how to do that. And we say, why do you want to do that? And if you can tell us why you want to do it, we'll certainly tell you how.
Okay. I want to do that because that'll bring me closer to seeing dead bodies and parallel.
No, it won't. You do that already. The whole point of the angel force, they call angels the army of God.
Uh-huh.
We are God. Okay? But you don't want to be sitting around having lasciviousness with a private in the armed forces when you're Patton. So you can take the tongue of the slave and talk to those Hebrewites. That's the canticled version of Hebrew, the Hebrewites, the Israelites,
yeah.
The Hebrewites, and they celebrate Hanukkah light, and then they have Hanukkah dark. And, you know. So, the trick of this is, you were telling us why you want to have engagement with the angels.
Right. So you're telling me, yes, I'm the God, the angels are warriors for God.
Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you.
So then, it sounds like I would want to talk to angels as protection.
Not required. You're more powerful than they are.
So if I don't need them for protection or
right.
or expansion
right.
of myself or for
right.
Well, then just for, I don't know, to find out what they are doing in all their levels, seven levels of whatever they do.
They do. They look after what you put them in power to look after. People come and do your yard. There's some innocuous man that comes and gets Bob's trash. But he doesn't know who they are, and he doesn't know anything about them. But he just puts it in a little can, and they come and take the little can. He won't even take it down so they can get to it. They come up and get it. Okay? Well, is that the angel garbage man? Do you want to speak the angel garbage man's language so you can have communication with him? He takes out the trash. He does what he's supposed to do. All is well and right with the world. It's not required. He's not less than because he doesn't know the name of his garbage man or his garbage angel. Maybe that's what it is, garbage angel. Mm-hmm. So when we say it that way, it makes it a little different conversation. But then you go, well, no, wait a second. They provide me a fabulous service, and we love and appreciate them more than you know. We'd love to know who they are. We trust them to handle our provocative garbage, the things that are so special to us that we throw away.
That's it? Okay, so that is the first time we ever heard about talking to angels. So I don't know if we did much with it, but we won't hear about it for another almost a year in Chapter 23. But the basic rules are laid out there. You're more powerful than the angels, and they can be your garbage men. And once we empty the guff, they're going to be sitting around wanting to be your garbage man or your dishwasher or your masseuse.
I have so many things happen, especially with me and the angel talk. And just the other day, we were out walking, and I always now call on Archangel Michael for protection, because where we walk, it's just tons of coyotes, and there's a lot of other issues. We're walking, and I saw this big dog coming that I know is a problem dog, and so there was two of them coming, and they were running at us, and I had already leashed my three up because we were going to cross the road to go home. So here they're on leash like bait, and these two troublemaker dogs that I know from the neighborhood were just barreling down the hill at us. I did my angel talk, called on Archangel Michael, and all of a sudden I saw way over further up by the alley these two strange guys that I didn't recognize from the neighborhood, and they also had two enormous dogs. And I thought, oh, shit, now they're all going to come running at us. And the weirdest thing happened. The two strange dogs came barreling down the hill, and instead of coming at us and joining in the gang, they cut off the two troublemaker dogs that I know are troublemakers and stopped them in their tracks. And then me and my dogs, we just kept walking really fast and got across the road. And it wasn't until I was across the road and I thought, holy smokes, that was another answer. Those were probably angel dogs, I don't know. Yeah, it's nonstop, the stuff that happens. The last time we went away, we were gone for a week, and Ed accidentally left our front door wide open. You know how you have an outer door that's like a screen and a bit of glass? That was closed, but it wasn't locked. When we got home, I got to the house, and I'm like, oh, my God, honey, the door's been wide open for a week, and we've been gone. So I opened the front door, and Ed isn't as sensitive as me, but he noticed it, too. As soon as we opened the door, I knew everything was fine. I said, there's this weird, calm sense of peace in here. And right in the front foyer was this really strong smell, like perfume. Yes. And I don't have anything there. There's no furniture. At first, it didn't dawn on me what it was. And I was literally lifting up the floor mat and smelling it. I had some mail on the table and a magazine. I'm lifting everything up and smelling it. We were trying to identify where this perfume was coming from. And it was only in the foyer. Then afterwards, I was thinking about it, because I always ask for protection in my home and that. And then I remembered Ion saying something about when there's been an angel around, you smell like a really lovely scent. And then it dawned on me, well, of course, we left our doors wide open. We're gone for a week, and somebody stood guard.